We've just started a new science topic here in year three at Michael Faraday School. I've got four friends who are going to share what we've learned so far. So let's have some names first, young man.
Justin. Tianyu.
Zara.
Jamarati.
Wonderful. We have Justin, we have Tianyu, we have Zara, we have Jamarati. I'll ask maybe Zara first. And so what is the title of our topic?
Healthy living.
Healthy living. And we're looking in particular maybe at a certain part of our body?
We're looking about our teeth and we're looking at fruit.
And so how fruit can help our teeth stay healthy. And so first of all, Tianyu, we've been doing some diagrams. What has been the task that you've been set to do on your diagrams?
To write as many things as you can about healthy living and healthy teeth on the diagram.
Yep, so we had a brief class discussion first. We introduced the topic and we already all know, hopefully, bits and pieces about healthy living. So we're going to share that information on these diagrams first. That could be a good time to perhaps think about that. And so, Justin, some of the facts. Can you think of one fact that you know about healthy living?
There's lots of different fruits around the world that are healthy for you.
That's a good starting point. Jamarati, so on your diagram, what was one of the pieces of information that you could write down?
You shouldn't have your teeth all dirty because it could maybe get rotten and then your teeth starts coming off when you grow as an adult.
Yeah, brilliant. So the importance of keeping your teeth clean. We all know, so Jamarati, please remind us, how many times a day do we need to clean our teeth?
Two times a day.
Yeah, at least twice. Zara, so some of the thoughts that you had, some of your facts about healthy eating, what did you write down on your sheet?
You have muscles in your body, and when you eat plenty of fruit, your muscles will get stronger.
Yeah, well, perhaps meat as well. So
meat's
very, very good for
and
your muscles.
Fish
as well. And maybe a final fact. So from Tianyu, what did you put on your sheet?
Fish is good for you because it helps your eyesight.
Yeah, it keeps your eyes nice and healthy. So we'll be going through on these sheets here, and I notice that a lot of you in year three have been certainly putting information down about our mouths and our teeth. So we've also been introduced to some new words, which I think are quite interesting. So I can start off maybe, if I ask Zara first, what do we mean by our molars? What are our molars?
Our molars are in our mouth and they are part of our teeth and you get them on the side when you're about older.
What kind of age do you think?
When you're about 16 or 17, but I've got some now.
Okay, and also on the sheet here we're looking through, Tianyu, canines. Now canines, what role do they play? What are they and what do they play?
They are like your incisors. But your incisors are sharper. Canines help you rip meat with one of the types of your teeth.
Yeah, and Justin, have you got anything to add about canines?
They're the sharp parts of your teeth. So if you just have imagine if you had no canines and you couldn't rip off meat.
Yeah, so if we do eat meat, we probably really, really enjoy eating different types of healthy meat, but you do need those sharp teeth to try and digest it and pull it apart. Zara?
If you had no sharp teeth and you try to eat something really hard you can't eat, then it will be too difficult to eat, so then you have to eat something more softer.
Okay. Or you could just swallow it.
Yeah, but it'd be nice to try and break this food down.
Because it needs to go. I have this book, and you need to bite it first because it needs to fit down your food pipe.
Okay, well, we'll perhaps end there. I'll have a final thought, perhaps from Jamarati. What did you have for your lunch today, please? Hopefully, it was healthy. Let's think.
It was pizza, and for dessert was jelly.
And what was on your pizza? Some kind of vegetable?
Cheese, tomato, sauce.
That sounds good.